everybody, and welcome back to Android App Addicts, episode whatever Door just told me it was, and I've already forgotten. 429, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. The one that we didn't do. I am your host, Mark, sometimes known as the Sultan of the Soapbox, and I am here joined, as always, by your friends and mine, the door-to-door geek, Mr. Steve McLaughlin, and Eric, the executive Ardini. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. Glad to see you back.
It's good to be back. You guys are the ones who did the traveling.
But we were together last Thursday. You weren't with us.
Even though you told the lady at Five Guys we were separate. And I still remember that.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
So what? Yeah. Anyway.
We had Five Guys walk into Five Guys.
I was Northwest Linux Fest or Linux Fest Northwest or whatever that is.
Awesome.
Linux Fest Northwest. It was very green in the local vegetation is what I'm referring to, just in case anyone, there's no hidden meaning there.
You're still digging a hole.
I know. gorgeous area, really nice people. It rained, it seemed like, every day for at least 20 minutes or 8 hours. You like weren't sure until it actually happened. Good event, slightly spread out event, very nice people at the event. Got to talk to some good vendors and got to meet some good people. Eric made literally bombastic professional grade name tags for all of us from Podnuts. And yet still nobody came up to us and said outright, hey, I listen to Podnuts. Only after talking to them for 2 or 3 minutes, they said, oh yeah, I listen to Podnuts.
Yeah. I was literally sitting down with a guy at lunch and talking to him. You know, he's studying to be a programmer and all this. And it's like, oh yeah, my hard drive died. It's my favorite show on Podnuts. I'm like, oh, so you are a listener. It's just, I don't know. I think Door's just so unapproachable. You know, his celeb status, they just don't know if they don't.
They're just awestruck. That's what it is.
They are. You know, you just need to walk around with a Sharpie marker and just say, hey, I'm signing. If you guys got something, your chest, whatever, you know.
Well, technically I did have, I don't know what kind of markers they were in my backpack, but you know, and I'll say this. The food the entire weekend in the Portland area and up in Bellingham area was unbelievable, except 20 minutes after you ate the dollar tacos.
Yeah, the dollar tacos. Literally, I'm glad we had two hotel rooms because everybody just ruined the one and we hung out in the other one. Mm. We all went to the dollar taco place, meat market that sells tacos in the back.
There's a taco truck that always parks at the gas station up the street from me. And I judge a Mexican food place on one thing. Do they have tongue on the menu? Because it's not true Mexican, Martin, if you can't buy tongue. Yeah.
Martin said the exact same thing. They did have beef, pork, chicken, belly tacos, and there was something else, but it wasn't tongue. And he was a little bit upset.
Yeah, if you can't walk up to the window and say, una lengua por favor, it's not a real Mexican place.
And I mean, they had tongue there for sale. Yeah. It was not on our dollar tacos that weren't having it.
Right. So if you ever come to the Atlanta area, I'll take you to the truck up the street.
Do you recommend taco truck? I mean, there's a taco truck parked up the street at the gas station at my house every day, and I've never been brave enough to go there yet.
You know, they're either really good or really bad. There's never in between.
I'm going to have to find out.
And you cannot tell what it is until you take that first bite.
And sometimes not even up to it,
because the look can be anything. You never know. You know what I mean? The people behind the counter, you could be surprised. The price, you could be surprised. The smell, it could be great. And then once you, it could be different. You know?
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Not all taco trucks are the same. Yeah. I flew out, stayed up for 42 hours, flew back, stayed up for 38 hours. I was unbelievably exhausted, but willing to go right back again in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So you were conscious for 42 hours. How many hours were you sober?
Ooh.
Is that a trick question? No, most of the time. Only one night did I actively, repetitively participate in alcohol. The next night, I think I had like one beer.
I had no hangover the entire time I was out there, if that gives you a gauge of how much I drank. But the beers they had, they were really tasty. They were not, it wasn't, you weren't drinking Bud Light, that's for sure. In fact, at one party we went to, they catered the party and all the free beer was really like top shelf, vintage, like little homebrew kind of local beers, and you had to pay for a Bud Light if you wanted something crappy.
Yeah, which was very apropos for that area as far as I'm concerned.
I just finished a book one last aside, and I promise we'll get to apps, people. And it's a dystopian future. And you know, there are all kinds of things that make a future dystopian. But the one that stuck out to me most was the best beer available was Miller Lite. So that's when you know that it's truly a dark future.
White.
So I'm sure Dor has thousands and thousands of apps having missed a week, and he's just ready to jump at it, and he's chomping at the bit. So, Eric, why don't you bring us our first app?
Okay. Hey, have you ever seen the movie Sleeper by Woody Allen?
I've not. I've never seen a Woody Allen film.
Oh, if it's a dystopian future film.
Okay.
You might like it. All right. My first app is a game, and this is called Smash Monsters City Rampage. And it's a... it's by A Thinking Ape Incorporated. Basically, it's kind of a not super high-end graphics type game, but you basically run around the town, and there's no video, so that makes it a good game. And actually, there's no picture of gameplay either, now that I'm looking at this. Now, you have to take my word for it. I could play it and hold it up to the screen, I guess, but yeah.
No.
That's really bad. Basically, you run around and just smash buildings and cars and tanks and stuff. And the trick is to not get hit from behind by cars, because that's what hurts this. And if you go for so long, you go on your rampage level gets up, and you hit rampage button, and then you just start going nuts for a little while, kind of like a turbo boost in a car game. And the whole time you're racking up dollars on how much destruction you've caused. And once you get so many coins collected, you can buy different characters. Every character you buy seems to do much more damage than the previous one. The last character I used was a lobster, and I think I did like $6 million worth of damage with that one before I got taken out. And you got helicopters and tanks and police all trying to stop you from destroying the town. But it's a really easy, fun, you know, kind of a just a whatever game play.
Okay, I am gonna play a video for the people who are watching it on YouTube. It looks like a portrait game, number one. I will say the images scare me in the Play Store, because typically when a game doesn't show you any gameplay footage that I can foresee, I take it as not being a real action game, but instead like a card-based game or a manager-type game. So this is not that. This is an actual action-type game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, these depictions in the game on the App Store are nothing like the game. It's kind of the graphics would remind you of Flappy Bird, kind of, or what's the Frogger version of that?
Crossy Road.
It looks a lot like Crossy Road graphics. The gameplay is not the same, though.
Yeah, the gameplay looks completely different. It's like there's a block of 9 buildings that you take turn and tap, basically.
Yeah, and you're not, it's just your fists are automatically just going. I wish I was watching that video that you're watching. Your fists are automatically just going. You just steer yourself into the buildings and turn around when things try to come up from behind you.
So it's like the old Rampage arcade game, only less cool and not as fun. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know the Rampage arcade game.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry, Eric. I thought we could be friends.
Okay, I'll say the video I'm seeing for the store looks like Smash Monster Attacked the Best Player, I believe is the name of it, right?
No, this is Smash Monster City Rampage.
So is it that new that there's not really Smash Monster City Rampage, the trailer? There's a trailer for it on YouTube, but for some reason it's not in the Google Play Store. Okay. This definitely looks much different, number one. The intro graphics alone look at least 5 times better. Let's fast forward this. No, exact same gameplay. It looks really sucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play it, Eric?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
You know what? The video I'm seeing here is not the game I played at all. So let's go back to the unit. Maybe I got the wrong link.
No, I think there might be a problem with games with multiple names, if I had to guess.
Oh, you know what? This is wrong. It's okay. Smashy City. I'm sorry. That's the wrong link.
I already got that one booked as your game, so you're taking.
I don't want that one.
Responsibility for that one.
I don't want that one, Dor.
Mm-mm.
So
I would never. Too late. I would never play that kind of game.
That would make sense. Why it sounds like Crossy Road? Seems like Crossy Road if it's called Smashy City.
Well, I'm putting the link in here though. Because you guys got to see this game. You'd love it.
Yeah, unlike the last
one. This one doesn't have a video either. But this is exactly the game, if you see this one.
By Ace Viral?
Yes.
Everyone 10 and up?
Everyone 10 and up. So all that stuff I said about the other game, apply it to this.
Smashy City iOS Android Gameplay HD.
HD. 8-bit style graphics.
Okay, yes, this is definitely like a Crossy Road-esque graphics. It is slightly like Rampage. Mark, you run around, you smash buildings. The more you smash buildings, the more your Rampage meter goes up. The more your Rampage meter goes up, I'm guessing the stronger you are too, hopefully.
The Rampage is like a power button, like a boost. And it's like a 10-second rampage you go on where you just go crazy.
So what can hit you in your back?
The trucks, the police cars, the shots from the helicopters, the tanks.
Oh, yeah, they are shooting at you.
You have to try to not let them hit your back. It says it hurts from the back.
So it's the opposite of Demolition Derby.
Yeah, Demolition Derby, you always want to get hit in the back. How ironic.
So can you take out stuff like the helicopters?
No, I couldn't find a way to take out the helicopters. You could take out all the other, the low vehicles, like the tanks and stuff. You can smash them. But no, unless there's a way to jump later or something, I couldn't find that.
Yeah, this looks like a fun game. Oh, you can change your characters too from a monkey to a lizard type thing, maybe?
Yeah, I was an alligator and a black widow. I was a werewolf and a lobster.
There's a bunny?
Oh, lobster. Why not? That makes perfect sense to me.
I'll tell you what, the lobster tore it up.
Did the lobster rock? I'm just wondering.
It did.
It did. Well, that's good.
All right, so that's two games for the price of one.
Yeah, the first game I don't recommend at all because I've never played it and it doesn't even look like it's fun at all. So
too late.
If it says Eric that's a lie.
Too bad. It's already documented. Who are you going to believe? Eric's words coming out of his mouth or me documenting this stuff? Come on.
Well, you know, in writing has more power. Always has. All right, Dor, let's take the chains off. What is your first app? Unleash the Kraken!
Okay. First one I want to bring is, unfortunately, a pay game, but it is a game that I did play while in flight on the way home the last time and had a hell of a lot of fun. It is a $5 game, Lego Jurassic World. Yes, no video, but I got to tell you right now, this game... Never even wanted to watch any of the newer Jurassic Park movies. Kind of like there's only one Matrix. There's only really one Jurassic Park movie as far as I'm concerned. This game was a hell of a lot of fun. And then as soon as I got home, I took my GPD, which the controls on it were funny. You couldn't use game pads with it, but I figured it out. And I was able to give it to my youngest son. And he went ballistic. He fell in love with this game. So then I immediately took it away from him. And had him promise that the next day in school he would have a green day. And I'm not above bribing my kids. It worked. So for $5, I got at least one good day of school out of my kid.
It's like a punk rock school or something. If you do good, you have a green day.
Oh. Yes.
He just went there, Mark.
I like green day.
That hurt me. I felt physical pain at that.
Sorry.
All right, so $4.99, if you're rolling in the dough like Dor is and you just got money to burn...
Or if you go out of town for a couple of days and you literally get bombarded with Google opinion rewards, where when I left, I was only up to $3. I want to say it was just over $3. And then I bought that game with my opinion rewards and I'm already back up to $8.16, you know.
Yeah, I think I made about $3 over the trip on opinion rewards. And it was funny because Martin Obando could never get it to ask him anything. And Dor and I were literally getting, you know, one every 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
I got to say, Mike, it all depends on your demographic, I think. You know, being the 40-something-year-old geek, I get stuff here and there. My wife signed up, and she had like $15 in the first couple of weeks. My 13-year-old daughter decided to get on the action. The first day, she had $9. They really want to know. She was just having stuff pop up left and right because she's there. She's the ultimate demographic there. The 13 to 20 year old is what everybody wants. So yeah, if you got kids in your life, Dor, and you know, I don't know how old you have to be to sign up for that thing, but it's a good way for them to earn some scratch.
Yeah, trust me, I'm definitely thinking about it. I will say also, I heard, and it sounds credible to me. They literally once in a while put out their literally purposeful fake things. Those are the ones where you only get like 10 cents. Where one of the answers is a complete lie, and if you pick that answer, they know you're lying, and you will not get asked another question for a couple of days. You get like, you know, short-term bans without even knowing it just because you answered the question fakely.
Who would lie to Google opinion rewards?
Somebody who thinks, well, I'll just answer it and I'll just get free money. I'll just abuse the system.
It's not like it's a paid newspaper you want to watch, you know, read for free or something.
Well, yeah, sure. That, yeah, right. Yes. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, moving right along. Let's see. This is the part of the show where ordinarily I would read an email. We're a little light on email, so I think I'm going to hold back and let Eric go again.
All right, I'm going to try to post the correct link in the chat, and that's going to be of another game. So it was kind of weird that you said Derby, because this game is called World of Derby, and this is a Demolition Derby game where if you know how to play the game, you're going to use the back end of your car, not the front end. And it's a, you know, I have some expertise in this, you know, expertise, but I...
Well, some real-world experience.
Yes.
You're a SMEE. You're a subject matter expert.
Yes, I'm a SMEE in the subject matter of demolition derbies. I've never came in first in one, but I have trophies.
No. You came first out of white males with blue eyes with beards.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to go back and look at the old videos to find out. But yeah, so basically, if you like demolition derbies... this is a game that is a nice representation of it.
Have you ever been thrown 17 feet in the air like some of these cars?
No, never, no.
Not really sure the physics holds true for some of these things.
Eric, not that you can remember is the correct answer.
I'm not saying that I didn't throw people 17 feet in the air. I just would never be thrown.
Yeah. Dude, these are some really violent, violent explosions.
Yeah, unlike the real Demolition Derby, you can just go straight on into the driver's door in this game and not get fined or penalized or your stick broke or nothing.
Right. So, I mean, was the game genuinely fun? You know, like, how long did each match last? And what kind of... I'm seeing once in a while in the ring, I don't know if they're obstacles or weapons. They're like a barrel maybe might explode. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember that. It seemed, you know, like it lasted about the time, you know, normal time a Demolition Derby would last each round, you know. Because they don't really last that long once, you know, cars start getting overheated and things like that. Stuff starts breaking.
It's available in the Windows Phone Store, so that's good.
Oh, man, I can stop sweating.
But I have seen cars, like, drive up on top of each other and stuff, but I don't know about throwing 17 feet in the air. And honestly, the video, now that I'm watching it, is much more violent than the actual gameplay was for me.
Oh, it's like a Hollywood movie. They just cherry-pick the, you know.
Yeah. I'm a very calculated driver, so I might not have been seeing the riffraff that was happening on the other side of the track.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, Eric, this has between 500,000 and 1 million installs. 9,000 plus reviews, 4 out of 5 stars. E for everyone, some kind of in-app purchases, free to download. 1 out of 5. Would you give this game like a 4? You think the average person is onto something here, or do you give it a little bit better or worse?
Yeah, I'd say 4 is fair. I mean, some people don't like demolition derbies, and some people are going to be so into them that they're going to be extremely critical of every part of it too. But back on the Pentium 2 days, me and all my friends beta tested a demolition derby video game that was made by some guys in Michigan, and I'll tell you what, we had a blast with that game, and the graphics were nothing like this back then, and it was It holds up. And they were trying to be a sim more than just, like, craziness.
Gotcha.
And this is kind of a sim.
Okay. Door. Next up.
Okay. Let me switch my tabs here. Get rid of that window. I'm going to bring this one just because of name recognition. You know, I'm not the guy that typically brings the, popular, pop music type game, the real popular type game. But this one, I just have to bring... because it is by Square Enix, and it is by default free. Most Square Enix games seem to cost at least a little bit of money. And this game definitely has name recognition. This is Kingdom Hearts Unchained X by, you know, Square Enix. E for everyone, in-app purchase, completely free to download. 15,000 reviews, 4 out of 5 stars, already between 500,000 and 1 million installs. I was never a big Kingdom Hearts fan or Final Fantasy fan. I did at least download this and play it for a little bit, and I gotta admit, it was pretty good looking, pretty smooth game. But it just wasn't really my cup of Earl Grey, if you will.
Yeah, I would never play this game either. I love Earl Grey, though. It's my favorite tea.
Well, yeah. And if you look at the full video of the game, you'll see, I think, some pretty cool things. You know, Mickey, Donald with no pants on, Goofy, stuff like that. Seven Dwarfs. Other people like Aladdin and stuff show up in the game at different parts. So it really does try to entail the entire like Disney-verse with the old Kingdom Hearts battle system kind of thing. If you were a fan, you will be a fan of this. I can almost guarantee you. Mm.
Mark, were you a fan of Kingdom Hearts?
No, never heard of it. Don't know what you're talking about.
Me either. I've never heard of it either.
I want to say originally PS2 game where it was a mosh, if you will, Disney universe being drawn into Final Fantasy universe or vice versa. So very beginning of the game, your main character of a Final Fantasy character comes in contact with Mickey. You both figure out we need to team up and destroy the baddies. Let's go.
Do you have to read all their dialogue or do they talk?
I did not hear any talking, and I despise reading. Well, I volume podcast. I turn off all in-game noise on every game, and if I cannot turn it off, I do not play that game anymore.
So I'm going to have to download and install it to find out then, I guess.
Oh, or you could just go to your friendly neighborhood YouTube and just put in Kingdom Hearts Unchained X, and voila.
Yeah, but they're all like 60 minutes long.
Oh, so sorry. You know, there's a little thing called... Now, here's Elite. Here's Elite Hacker Project Swordfish Firewall type
pro tip.
Hacker movie tip. Click on the YouTube video itself. Numbers 1 through 0 will jump 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% through the video.
Oh, that is a nice tip.
There you go. The bill's in the mail.
Check's in the mail.
No, I'm not giving you a check. I'm sending you a bill.
Yeah, but then I'll send you a check.
Oh, okay, good. And I'm going to wait for it out by the curb.
Because if I send you a PayPal, you'll actually get the money.
Yeah, don't count on a wire transfer. All right, so let's see. Let me go ahead and snap off an email here, starting with a thank you to Obi Tom Kenobi for your pledge on Patreon. Thank you, Obi Tom, for being awesome.
Yes.
Great name.
That appears to be a literal tinfoil hat on his profile picture. So
No.
That's a saucer.
That is a colander.
I don't think so.
Does it have holes in it?
I swear it was a colander. I looked real close.
Look at the big picture. Looks like tinfoil to me.
I know. I actually looked at it and I clicked it and I zoomed it in and I showed it to someone where I might have been slightly inebriated. and I thought it was a colander.
Well, I've been wrong.
Yep, I think you're right.
Once a year, so it could be my time.
I digress.
Anyway, thank you, Obi-Tom Kenobi, for, you know, you had me at tinfoil, frankly, but the monetary pledge just puts you over the top in the awesomeness category.
I know, but I'm slightly scared because that guy in that picture kind of looked like my dad.
Is his name Tom?
No comment, Eric.
Oh, neat. I'm going to have to talk to my dad.
All right, so let me read an email from our friend Soham, who says, "Hey guys, been busy for the last few weeks, so I really need to sit down and start listening to the podcast. I'd like to bring an app recommendation. Hopefully, it's not already been covered, and it's called App Cloner. It's a free app with an option to go pro that lets you duplicate the same app on your phone. It seems strange, but maybe you want twice the Facebook app just to drain your battery even more. Jokes aside, I can see how someone using it for a road to glory on one version of the app whilst playing normal on the other to learn more. I suppose you might have reasons, like if an app only supports one account, this might come in handy. Keep up the great work, Soham."
I read this email, and I thought and I thought and I thought any reason why I would use that. I couldn't come up with it, but I'm glad to note that it's out there for the time that I do actually figure out a reason to have two of the same app on my phone.
Yeah, I'm sure back in the day I needed this badly, and it didn't exist. I did find a use for it, and Tom Zach also sent us an app, and I'm going to merge these two apps together. This one's called App Cloner, and right near the beginning of the description, it used the word parallel. So if you go into Google Play Market and you search for Parallel Space, you'll see an app that does the exact same basic thing. And near the beginning of its description, it says clone, I'm pretty sure. It's one of those, you know, things. The difference that I could see is App Cloner appeared to put what I thought was a new icon in your app drawer for each app that you clone. Where Parallel Space, I think, wanted to have a centralized hub of here's all your copied applications. Both of them I was able to use with Voxer and Voxer Pro accounts, and I could see in the notification if it was one versus the other app. So I did like that. Both of these apps worked exactly as advertised. And if you have any use case to have like multiple Skype accounts, I'm really grasping to try to figure out what else you can use this with. I just thought of
one. If you had two smartwatches, one on each wrist, you could control one with Android Wear and control the other one with a different Android Wear.
Okay, but I'll just say, I think if you do that, you have a problem and you need to seek professional help.
Maybe if you want to have two Skype conversations with two different people, you could.
Or you could Skype yourself.
Go Skype yourself. Mm-hmm. It's out there. I put a link in it, so Dor will put it in the notes. Somebody, let us know why you think this is something you would want. Because I'm sorry, I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some use for it. I mean, the only kind of dumb quote unquote thing I can think. If you have multiple Dropbox accounts or something, but I literally had to like grasp at an idea why I would need it. Hopefully they have better ideas than me.
Or if you were a DJ and you wanted to quickly switch between two YouTube videos.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to revolve it, but man, we got it off like that.
All right. Dor, why don't you bring us your next app in the quiver, the next arrow in the quiver.
Okay. The next app I have to bring you, this one cannot be held back anymore. Super Phantom Cat. I don't think I should need to say anything else. I mean, it's super. There's a phantom in it, and you're a cat. It's by VWO Games, E for Everyone, some kind of in-app purchase. Side-scrolling, platforming, very retro-ish looking, but super bright and colorful. Really good physics, really good controls, really tight controls, really easy to use. Work like hot melty butter on the gamepad, the GPD. And I'm gonna say a fun platformer. Most platformers I really like almost hate because all it is the same thing over again. This one actually did try to at least entertain you while doing a lot of the same stuff, but it was really colorful, really eye catching. I'll say.
Yeah, this is a lot like Mario Brothers to me.
Right. Yeah, but it's a cat.
Yeah,
no, and he's a phantom, but he is super.
When I heard Phantom Cat, I expected to have like more trails behind it, like maybe like some clouds of, I don't know, like ghost material, like following behind it, like I don't know, like rainbows coming out of a unicorn sort of thing, but none of that. This is all business.
I expected him to be wearing purple and having a mask on, but that's me.
Like a lucha
or that
luchadora.
Yeah,
it's not my cup of tea. I'm struggling to find anything good to say about it, but
it's bright.
That's all right. We got you.
I wouldn't play it if you have epilepsy. That's all I'm gonna
say. Fine. You can say that. So there you go. International Pool.
Oh,
by Cavcom Ltd. $2.35, and I did buy this game.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Because I was really impressed at the graphic quality is what I'll say. I don't want to say, you know, great graphics, but it was, I think, really good looking, really smooth, good physics. You could do really good ball English, tight control.
Oh, it's that internet. Okay. I was thinking it was like on a cruise ship. That internet. It'd be really that's hard a to different play. International pool with good graphics.
Yeah.
This is by Capcom.
Was it Capcom?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Cavcom. Sorry. I thought you said Capcom.
Oh.
Can you play head-to-head? Yeah, it looks like you can.
I did read it, but I never tried it.
Wow. The lining up your shots with that square thing looks like it's almost too easy. Is it?
Well, and I'm... No. To me, it was almost misleading.
So the square is the leave. That's the area where the leave will be.
Yeah, I very frequently felt overconfident that where I was going was actually perfect, and it turned out, no, it was a little bit off to one side or wasn't dead center perfect kind of thing. Maybe if the better stick or whatever, that would be more accurate, I don't know. But I would say it was just general fun.
So what country was the hardest to beat at international pool?
I'm sure it was Russia, because you got to, you know, weave through the vodka bottles.
So you can change views as you. That's cool. So you can see the overhead view of the. It's a very beautiful game. I'm just watching the video. I love a good pool game. I don't know if I love it $2.35 worth. Well,
hopefully your Google opinion rewards will pay off. I don't know.
The background in this, the red table, where it's, I think it's America versus Britain. In the background, there's like three coolers stacked up on the side of the wall. But then there's also a folded half, like a folded piece of cardboard just laying on the floor under a table. It's odd.
Maybe that's where they hide the bodies?
It gives you the real international feel.
It's the seedy underbelly of the competitive pool world.
Yeah. You know, that's where Steve Mizerak got his start.
Oh, in that warehouse where that was filmed at?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's a good-looking game, Dor. They also,
I have to try to bring something that he likes.
They also have International Snooker by the same company, if you are into that instead of pool. I don't understand that game at all. I've never really tried to learn it.
It's way above my pay grade.
It should be easier because all the balls are the same color, but I don't know.
I don't know. There's no pockets to put it in.
Okay. Moving on along. Eric, what's your next app?
I brought this one for you, Mark. This one's called Giphy. I know you're always looking for animated GIFs.
I was going to say, is it Giphy or Jiffy?
We're sorry. The requested URL is not found on this server.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Wah.
Here, try this server.
You definitely didn't copy that right.
Well, it was sitting there too long because somebody jumped in line. Oh. And it started losing some of its characters.
Don't talk about Cody Cooper like that.
So this is all right. I mean, Imgur is a place to go, right? So this is a place to go just for GIFs, and these GIFs seem to be very short in length, though, like 3-second long ones, which is a little disappointing. And then once you click on, like, I always go like to the straight trending ones at first. And then from there, all the GIFs that show up on your page when you hit one of those will be related to the one you just watched. But I didn't like how short they all are.
Well, I mean, that's the too long of a GIF, too big of a download, too long of a wait, people don't look at it. So when you're looking at trending stuff, shorter GIFs always get more ratings just because they load quicker on low bandwidth connections. That's one of the things I found when looking at Imgur GIFs or reddit.com/GIFs. The short ones seem to get a lot more activity.
Oh, that makes sense. So that's probably why I saw all the short ones, for sure. Because I didn't go diving deep into the menu system or genres or searches or anything.
Well, yeah, and just because this is spelled G-I-P-H-Y, I guess there's no arguing about how this is pronounced, right?
Right. It's G-I-P-H-Y dot all the GIFs, G-I-I. G, all the GIFs.
Yeah, all the something. Yeah.
Mark, what do you think of that one? I brought it for you, man.
Sure. Yeah. It's a thing. I recognize that exists. I have a couple of people at my place of employment who apparently are only able to speak in memes, and I'm sure this would be good for them. But it's not really my thing.
You can keep up with them at least this way. Like, oh yeah, that was. I think that's.
I need to know what the kids today are saying.
I was going to say I don't picture Mark wanting to quote unquote keep up.
Do you like Miranda Sings and you're excited about her new video?
Sure, that's a thing.
You just cut me real deep.
I wasn't talking to you, Dor.
I know, but I can't stand anyone who even knows who that is. Just lose so many points, just like a rocket.
All right. Let's see. Do I have another email? I do not have another email. So, Dor, you're up.
It got a beautiful game here. That's why I'm going to classify this one as well. Where that pool one was just really sharp, crisp graphics. This is, to me, just good looking. It's called Dream Machine the Game. It is very, very similar in style to Monument Valley, is what I'm going to say, artistically, at least. And a little bit structurally how the game worked, if I recall, while I watched the video for this to load. Yeah. This was a puzzle platformer. The angle of where you're looking at it is the trick, how things move around, twist around, slide around. But this, to me, seemed a lot more interactive than what I remember Monument Valley, and that's not an insult. I didn't play a lot of Monument Valley. I did think this was a genuinely fun game. $1.16, and apparently tonight is the night I bring games that cost money. I didn't realize that, but between 10,000 and 50,000 installs, 48 meg download, my lord, by Game Digital LTD, E for everyone.
Game Digits Limited.
Oh yeah, but, thank you.
But the it is extremely very, very much like Monument Valley, but it's a darker looking game. I mean, to have a Jack in the Box just beating its head against a wall, or the top of a wall, it's just kind of dark, man. Kind of scary-ish.
Well, we started with dystopian, so I guess it fits right. The character, main character, looks kind of like a Wall-E reject, you know, like something Disney thought about but decided to not to go with.
Yeah, or like Disney 20 years ago, maybe. Yeah, just I'd have thought this was one of those simple, fun games. It's not quite a waiting in line game. Definitely requires, I think, a little bit more time and patience than that, but definitely a game I think that you could get into, mm-hmm. or a person can get into, I'll say.
Oh, I want to call back to one that Eric brought the last time we were together, the Basket Fall game.
Yes.
I have found myself so addicted to that because it is the perfect, I've got 35 seconds, let me do something game. It requires very little thought. It's just a... So one more thumbs up for Basket Fall. I found that I don't really care about any of the other, you know, feeding the cat or throwing a football or anything. Just the plain old dropping a basketball into the goal works for me. But it just really is. I'm at my meeting 5 minutes early. I'm gonna waste some time. It's a great little game for that. So call back to Basket Fall.
Nice. Well, thanks, man. You have installed that Smashy City game, right?
Not yet.
Yeah. You might want to give that one a try. Just saying. Yeah. All right. Can I go now? I got one left. This is my tank right here.
Make it good.
Okay. So it seems like that maybe Dora and I went on vacation, so that we just had. Did the app selections of this week seem like something you could just hang out in an airplane for 4 or 5 hours and just kill some time with? So yes, those were our games for the trip, I think. But this one is not that. This is actually not a game. It's called EverDrive by EverQuote Inc. Huh. This is going to steal all your personal privacy and data and eventually give it to somebody who's going to use it against you. But for now, it's a fun game of how good of a driver are you. It basically, you install it and you put it in your car. And it uses all the sensors in your phone to measure how fast you take off, if you're slamming on your brakes, how fast you're going around corners, if you're speeding, because it's got GPS, so it knows what the speed limit is and what your speed is. And you try to do the best you can to get a higher score. And you could play against other members of your family or other people at work and see who could end up being the best driver according to this app. But it's recording the entire time, so... Eventually, your insurance company is going to pay EverQuote.
Sponsored by State Farm.
Well, I mean, it's EverQuote Inc. is the name of the app developer. So, quote has to do with, I think, mm-hmm. insurance anyway. So, they're eventually mm-hmm. going to sell all this data to your insurance company and either give you a huge discount for being awesome or give you no discount because they saw how you actually drive.
I say it's interesting. Part of me literally wants to say, like in Judge Dredd, they were singing show tunes. And really, come on, they're singing show tunes. Part of me is saying, well, this is good. Let's make good driving a competition. Part of me wants to say that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. More people need to take better concern of their individual driving habits. But I ain't installing this damn app. You're crazy. You know, no, I can't. Especially when you scroll down and you see this was talked about on CBS Beacon, Fox 5. AP, Boston Herald Radio, no.
You know, in a few years, when my daughter is driving, I'll put this on her phone.
I just, they should have just used a different name for their developer, like Fun Drive Games, Inc. or something, you know?
I don't know. But hey, good news.
Too much of a giveaway.
Good news, I can install this on my Windows phone, so I guess I can't use it.
EverQuote operates the largest online insurance marketplace in the U.S. Our rapidly growing proprietary data-driven technology helps over 4 million insurance shoppers per month save money by optimally matching them with more than 5,000 agents and 65 carriers.
Right. Hey, devil's advocate. Okay, devil's advocate. Hypothetically, insurance companies start getting information on a lot of people. Hypothetically, everybody. Well, you got to remember, this is a, like, odds thing. So for 50% of the drivers, you would think this would make them have better rates. And then you would think, hypothetically, at least 50% of the drivers, this would cause their rates to go up. So the people who wouldn't like this because of rates are the people who deserve higher rates, maybe.
So if you,
I don't know.
So if you don't install this, they can just assume that you're not a good driver and they'll jack your rates. Unless
that's
you
what it's going to end up being. That's what's going to end up being. Why aren't you letting us look at your information? What have you got to hide, Mr. Ordini?
And we see that you drove to the liquor store 3 times this week. Why would you do that? Let's let your health insurance carrier know that one. Because we know everywhere you went and how fast you had to drive to get there. And how you took the long way home. What's up with that, dude? Not actual scenarios, by the way.
But. No, but you never know. You never know. I don't know. Again, part of me likes this idea of making good driving a competition, really, for other people.
What I notice here, and again, in the urban area where I live, I've become an urbanite, and I can say that so much of my driving is not under my control. You know, rapid braking happens because the person in front of me braked rapidly. Rapid acceleration happens because the person behind me is moving faster than I feel safe with. I would be interested to see what this app says about my driving. I'm not an aggressive driver at all. I have a very zen-like attitude to driving. If I miss a turn, well, there's another turn. You know, if I'm in the wrong lane, I'll pass it. I don't really worry about it. I don't get in a hurry. I'm the guy who is driving the speed limit when everybody else is going fast and they're flipping him off.
Okay, this you're the one out of us who needs to install this, because you could probably get up like get a 9, because I know I don't want to see my score. I'm never doing the speed limit. I'm always, no. I'll throw it in reverse and go back to that turn. I'm not going up to the next block to maybe.
Wow.
I'm not a patient driver.
See, and I was going to say, I'm a firm believer, the more people listen to podcasts, the more they are not overly concerned with, I'll just go make the next turn.
Right. Because you do, you know, well, I got to finish this podcast anyway. If it takes me an extra 15 minutes, then that's cool. I might be able to get it done.
And I think some of that has to do with the fact that, you know, I'm already spending 90 minutes to go 20 miles. What's 93 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. For me, it's anywhere from 50 minutes to 3 hours to go 26 miles.
I can walk to work and home and walk back to work in 90 minutes.
Lord. Well, wait. No, I can't. But yeah, so part of me, I think I'm like, I'm at least a little bit marked at how my eagerness to get to a place quickly has been bludgeoned out of me because of traffic. I can't, even if I wanted to be quick, I can't. If I would, I'd kill somebody.
Just this week, I had to be someplace that I'd never been to before, but I had a general idea where it was. And I was scheduled to be there at 9. Google told me that it would take an hour. I left an hour and 45 minutes early and was 10 minutes late. I mean, mm-hmm. I gave myself extra time and needed every bit of it because Atlanta.
Because Atlanta.
Okay, Dor, bring us your top two that you got left over.
Okay, this is a apparently pay-heavy show where we went through, like, months without paying apps, but now all of a sudden we can't stop. If you remember back in the day, old school RBI baseball, this is its great, 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 great grandchild. Because this is RBI Baseball 16 by MLB Advanced Media, E for everyone, $4.99. So not cheap. Only 1,000 to 5,000 installs, probably because it's $5. Only 137 reviews, not a whole lot. If you are a fan of baseball, which I used to be, you know, back when the Baltimore Orioles stood a chance of winning, and something tells me I would have at least probably gotten this game and at least played it until, you know, I was able to score, you know, 15 runs an inning and just blow the computer away.
It's good looking game.
What I want is a recreation of the first ever baseball game I ever played with my brother. The standalone thing where you pulled out the controller and it was connected by a wire and you could throw a pitch and there were 9 LEDs that lit up on the thing. You guys know what I'm talking about? I want to see that redone with modern phones. So the one guy's app lets him pitch and the other guy gets the same 9 LEDs. That would be fun for, I don't know, 95 seconds at least. But it would remind me of really how much my life sucked when I was 8 years old. Well,
No. Just how easily we were entertained. Your life didn't suck. You were just very easily entertained because you didn't have a choice. You were entertained or you were really, really bored.
This is true. I'm old enough to remember going outside to play. So, you know, that's how old I am.
Whoa, what? Like that with that thing that singes?
Yeah. You look into it, you go blind. At least that's what they say. I don't know. I haven't been outside. Okay. Next one is another pay one. This one was silly fun. One of us, I think it was on this show, talked about mechs and old school mechs back in the
day. That's me.
Okay. Well, you're going to hate this game. I thought I'll say it before you say it. This is called MechCom 2 3D RTS Real-Time Simulator. $1 game dev team strategy, E for everyone, 257 reviews. I used to be a fan of old Command & Conquer and those games back in the day. But I never got into which was the exact correct thing to build next kind of level of the strategy game. I was more of a fair weather player. So when I saw this game, to be honest, I could get pretty far and have some fun being just a fair weather real-time strategy player with this game. It is everything with real-time strategies. You have your base, you build up your units, you go out, you mine the minerals or whatever, you come back, you can convert them, you can turn them into money or gold or coins or whatever, and then you can build more stuff and you can upgrade.
Do you have the pay or wait feature?
I never saw a pay or wait feature. I played it for at least an hour on one flight.
That's good. Because I love that kind of game, but the most common way to do it right now is, you know, this building upgrading will take 6 hours unless you throw in some emeralds.
Well, I can tell you, it doesn't say any in-app purchases, so I'm going to say no, there is no.
Because you're dropping a buck real time. All right, I'm in. Yeah. I don't know why you'd say I hate it. This looks great to me.
Well, because I was expecting you would want more of a over-the-shoulder.
Yeah, this is not a mech. This is nothing I would think is a mech warrior type game at all.
Eric brought that last week, or 2 weeks ago. The in fact, I uninstalled it. It was unplayable on a phone. It was too complex. Required too much time. Definitely not a standing in line game. But it was nice to flex that muscle a little bit. Anyway, yeah, this looks cool. I will be downloading it once I log into my other account where I have my play credits. Stupid Google. Get it right.
Oh, yeah. And now, just a sign of the time. I'm trying to remember what the old classic 90s first-person shooter game was right around the time of Rainbow Six.
Nukem?
No. Oh, man. Not like Battlefield or something. It wasn't Battlefield. Oh, man, I can't remember. Last week, I can't remember the name of the game. A genuine 90s game, real-time first-person shooter, bang, 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 bang. You could take the key files off a computer, put them on an Android device, play the exact game, even with multiplayer on it, in full graphics quality, highest quality you could jack it up to. The only word I can think of is precipice. We're on the precipice. In another year or two, these handheld devices we buy are going to be able to spit out Xbox graphics quality easily. I mean, easily. The mid-range boxes in your hand are going to be able to spit those graphics out in less than 2 years.
Was it Rainbow Six? Counter-Strike?
Counter-Strike. I think it was Counter-Strike.
Thank you, Cody Cooper, in the chat room.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop talking bad about him.
Yeah, he wasn't here earlier to listen about all that.
Well, let's not talk about that. So these little boxes in our hand are going to have the power to portray much higher quality graphics, which means, you know, game on, what's going to happen next, wireless syncing to television sets, maybe controllers, could be cool.
Pico projector and set it on a table and then grab a gamepad and just play against your wall whatever game you want to play, wherever you want to be.
Yes. Even if you're getting pranked, called by John Cena.
Yeah, that'll interrupt your gameplay for sure. Mm. So that was a little theme too, Mark. As we were driving down the road, we played the same prank call from John Cena over and over again everywhere we went.
Yeah, at least 20 times. It was funny. I gotta say, it's funny.
It was. I came home, played it again, and still laughed.
I sent it to my wife. She said, "That's not funny. That's stupid."
All right. It must have been one of those you had to be there, because, yeah, I'm not getting it.
It might have been, including to understand and to actually laugh at Batman Subaru as well.
We'll have to do that in the post show for you. Maybe. Well, Dora and I have heard it enough. We'll just act it out ourselves. We won't even pull up the YouTube video.
Yeah, don't have to.
Just a quick, not Android, not anything. Have you guys seen the video of the Microsoft 10 upgrade screen that interrupts the weather lady?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Good stuff.
It is.
Too true.
I'm going to throw one. You know what it is. I'm going to throw this one last thing in real quick, and that is I got two Pine 64s, which are a Kickstarter project mini computer, gigantic for mini computer status, but a mini computer. I'm giving one of them away on the Mini PC show. So the Mini PC episode number 16, I believe it is.
Yeah.
If you download that, listen to that, you'll hear how you can win it. It doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take a lot of crazy interactions, and you can have yourself a mini computer that can run a bona fide Remix OS. Remix is the customized Android, or you can run just straight Android on it. I have a feeling this board is going to be among the better performing boards for these kind of things.
I'm looking forward to hearing about
it. With Remix OS, you can play all these games on there, right?
Yes, but the one I'm going to be giving away does only have 512 meg of RAM, so don't expect it to play those games phenomenally.
Oh. Hmm. I didn't realize they were that low.
Yeah, I believe the cheap one was 512 megs of RAM for $15. I got the 2 gig of RAM one also, which was only, I think, $25.
Hmm. Cool. That's all right. Get your soldering gun out. Weld you on some new RAM. Upgrade that Pine 64. What are you playing on your phone, Mark? You seem distracted.
Yeah, I'm just listening. Just don't have anything to say. No, my phone is over here.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I would hate for a host or a co-host or anybody on the show to actually just be playing a game the entire show. No, that would never happen here.
No.
I was just waiting for... Sorry. Guess I'm a little off my game tonight. Any other thoughts? I think that's a good place to end it. We've had apps. We've had random jokes that nobody gets. We've had hardware devices. I think we're good. So, Eric, any final thoughts? Any closing words of wisdom?
If you like the show, check out the other shows on the Podnuts Network, and support Podnuts by going to podnuts.com/Amazon and make all your purchases there. You'll never know the difference, and the network will get a little kickback for everything you buy.
Yep. It's my favorite kind of slacktivism. It costs you nothing, and it supports people you love.
Well, and I'll throw out there, if you're a fan of normal speed podcast listening, do not forget Google Play Music now has podcasts on them. I'm just going to put it like this. We all in the podcasting verse at least one time or another, or have never stopped saying how much we hate the fact that iTunes is the official book of record of podcast. This is our chance to make a change. If you want to make that change, start listening to your podcast through Google Play Music. Send the message. This is what you want to be the official bookmark now of podcast and not iTunes. It works just the same as any other podcaster. You hit subscribe, it downloads, you listen. You know, there is no variable feedback, or else I would try it, see how it is. I don't, but if you want to make that change, that's the only way you can do it.
No, nope. No comments or rating yet. I'm assuming that's coming later.
Yeah. My logic is they have to be coming with variable speed playback, reviews per episode, and it wouldn't shock me if comments per episode too, because this is Google. You know, they have nothing but money to throw it at anything they want. I want to thank everyone for their support, but if you see a podcaster at a conference, you you should say hi to them. That's all I'm saying. You really should. You should just wave at them and say hi. Hey, Podnuts, or hey, Geek Rant, or hey, Android Buffet, or whatever. Or, you know, good shirt. You know, something, anything, for God's sake.
Some people just don't like talking to drunk people, though, Dor.
I wasn't drunk at the conference.
You know, just let us know that that we're important. We're all just in need of validation.
It isn't really validation. It's just the whole reason I go to those conferences is just to meet people. One guy I met there, Josh, and he got it. He understood when I come to these conferences, yes, there's talks going on. Yes, there's things people are talking about. Yes, there's swag people can have for free. Yes, there's vendors you can meet. Yeah, there's local eateries you can go to, local drinks you can enjoy. But the people you meet are the reason you go to these things. The other stuff is just a bonus.
Yeah. And Josh was really cool.
Yeah.
Good to meet him. And it cost him more to ferry himself and his car across the Vancouver Island Sound or whatever that body of water was than it cost me to fly all the way from Chicago. His round trip was more than mine was.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. He literally had to cross like a river.
Did he have to go through the woods? The grandma's?
There's a lot of woods up there, yes. I imagine.
Over the river and through the woods.
Going through those.
I know, but on the way, he needed to find out where the Muffin Man was, and he couldn't.
All right, folks, I think that's it. I don't have anything more to say than what these gentlemen have said. Throw money at Dor. That would be a good thing. And
Patreon's good,
Patreon is great. Yeah. I think that Patreon is truly the purest way to support the stuff you love.
But, first I want to say, I am going to release extra Patreon footage this week. So if you want more of this, this is the week to join. I'm going to do more stuff because I literally have 20 apps sitting in my queue. We did see a thing called snowdrift.coop, which you're the guy, Mark. I want you to take a peek at it if you can and just tell me what you think of it. It's supposed to be a Patreon-like service, but for more, but it itself is open and it wants to be more open with projects and stuff.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I'll send you the link.
One other little plug, the Castback app keeps getting better. It's been updated a couple of times recently. If you haven't checked it out, do so. If you've checked it out and weren't impressed with it, try it again. Castback in the App Store. It's the only app I know of where you can actually be a part of the conversation. Okay, we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for Dor, Eric. Thanks for letting me be with you. And so that's it for this episode of the Android App Addicts Podcast.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.